you have a Bible, go ahead and turn to Genesis chapter 18. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. And if you need a Bible, one of our guys will hand you a Bible. And we would love for you to follow along. And if you need a Bible, we're glad for you to keep that Bible. That's our gift to you today. Certainly, welcome to Fearless. This is our Commitment Sunday. It's the culmination of, actually, like Micah said, several years, but especially in the last 5 weeks, we've been talking about what it looks like to be fearless and courageous and faithful. And I certainly have a lot to say about Commitment Sunday, but I just have something else on my mind this morning before we get into that. I got a text this weekend and then again this morning from one of our church family. Many of you know Barbara Mobley. You guys know Barbara. She lost her husband this past year, and she recently sold her house here in New Bern, and she is in the process of buying a house over near in Greenville where her daughter lives. And some of our small group has helped her. Some of our guys loaded her up a couple weekends ago. And she texted me this morning and said, David, I'm going to Eastern Pines Church today, and I know the preacher there. He's a good friend of mine. I texted him and let him know that Barbara was coming, and I know they're going to take good care of her. But when I think about Fearless, right, here's a widow starting over and moving to a new community, stepping into a church. And if you know Barbara, she's nervous anyway. And to make that step of faith, I just want to pray for her this morning. Would you pray with me? God, we thank you for today. We thank you for all of the things that we're going to get to and Commitment Sunday and Fearless Initiative. But Lord, right now we just pray for one of our ladies, Miss Barbara. Ask, Lord, that you be with her even in this moment as she meets new people over in Greenville at a different church. And Lord, we just pray your blessing. Give her your peace. Help it to surpass all of her understanding. Help it to comfort her in this moment. Lord, we know that she misses her husband, that she is getting closer to her family, and we're thankful for that. And we just pray today would be beyond her expectations. We pray for Eastern Pines Church that they would love on her and just treat her like family. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So 5 weeks ago, I stood on this stage, and we started a series called Fearless. It's an opportunity to grow our faith. It's an opportunity, I believe, to grow the kingdom of God here in New Bern. We've talked about buildings and square footage and floor plans, but really throughout the whole thing, it's really been about faith, hasn't it? It's really been about growing ourselves, having the faith to follow God into something bigger than what any one of us individually could do on our own, and allowing God to grow us in faith and that moves mountains. Faith that moves us as individuals and families towards who God wants us to be. And in just a few minutes, we're going to ask everyone who calls Two Rivers home to fill out a commitment card. There's some in the rows with you. There's some on the tables in the back of the room. But before we do that, I also want to say, if you're a guest here today, this is not for you. Like, we're not asking you to give. We talk about giving once a year, typically. This is, I know you'll be glad to hear, this is our once a year. We're not going to come back to it in some other form or fashion. And over the course of the life of our church, we have had three seasons of generosity, kind of like Fearless, where we're trying to do something special, where we're trying to sort of push the ball forward a little bit for the kingdom of God and do something deep within us. But I hope you get to know that if you're a guest here. But we're not asking you to commit. We do hope that you get to see a bit of who we are as we commit to go above and beyond for the kingdom over the next couple years in a financial, in a generous way. Our goal has always been more about our hearts than it has been about our finances. But today we're asking everyone to commit fearlessly. So before we get into that, I want to try to inspire you a little bit. I know most of you have already decided what you're going to commit to, but it always helps me to know that there are others who are making the same step of faith. Thursday night, our staff, elders, and small group leaders had a meal together, and we made our commitments before. Bonnie and I talked about, we prayed about what we wanted to do. Other leaders in your church talked about with their families, and I heard so many sort of offline stories about how that went for our leaders and the faith that they were expressing. And the total from that group of about 20 families, so our church is I don't know how many families in our church, but I would say there are 700-800 people who call Two Rivers their home church. We have a weekly attendance of 500 to 600. And so a total from that group of leaders, about 20 families, plus a couple other advanced gifts that have already come in, is $305,589 over 2 years. Now, just to put that into context, the Love Unleashed initiative we worked on in 19, total for 2 years, the money that came in was about $423,000. And we used that to pay down some debt to prepare us for this. And so our leadership has already committed. Just a few families have committed over $300,000 toward Fearless. And I think that's pretty strong, and I'm thankful for those families. Not only have our leaders set the bar high, but our children have also been leading us. I want you to watch this video.
During the Fearless campaign, we really wanted the kids to be involved, and so we challenged them to raise money towards this fund. We gave every child a jar and asked them to do chores and different things to fill it up and bring it back so we could put this money towards the Fearless campaign. We asked the kids what they were looking forward to most and why they were raising money, and this is what they said.
To build a new church.
For new classrooms. For the new church.
For the new church. What do you want in the new church?
Money.
There'll be more room for kids.
I'm excited to have a building that has more space for youth group.
Play games to help my friends.
So I did not get this on the screen, but our children have done extra chores. They have shook down the neighbors and grandparents a little bit. And so far, I think some of the jars are still coming in. Those kids have raised $372.27. I just love the perspective of our kids. You know, you do sort of see behind their minds is what they're excited about. One of our three-year-olds told his mom, he said, "Miss Emily gave us these jars to fill up. She wants to build a big church. They said they're going to build one for real this time." So it's not Bob the Builder. I guess it's Miss Emily the Builder that's going to get us there. I've heard so many stories from families who have kids in our children's ministry. Our kids are excited, and we're glad about that. And they have set the bar high for us. These kids have been doing all these things and making sacrifices, and they're excited. And this is why Jesus says that we should have faith like children, right? Because their faith is pure. Their faith is just right there. So it's not just our kids who are inspiring. It's also some of our adults. Over the last few weeks, I've met with most of our 20-plus small groups to share the Fearless vision. We've had two vision nights, and I've had dozens of conversations about the plan to increase our square footage and create space for more people to hear the gospel. And I want to share a couple of those inspiring words that have been spoken. One of our elders, Chip Hartzell, stood up at a vision night and said, as someone who's older, this is kind of my paraphrase, it's pretty close. He said, "As someone who's older, I realize that I may not be around to see all that this building will do for the kingdom. We're doing this for future generations, for our kids and grandkids." And he said, "Kathy and I are all in." Mr. Phil Fox said, "This project has the potential to make us a church of influence in the region. And I think about the impact this could have for years to come." After one of the vision nights, one family said they believe God was leading them to give a dollar for every person who lives in New Bern. And honestly, when they said that, I laughed. I thought they were joking, right? The next day, that family wrote a Fearless check for $31,761, right? And I looked it up. Google says the population of New Bern is 31,761. I was hoping for 64 or 5, but, you know, Google says 61. And I tell you that story not because I believe, I tell you that story because I believe there are others here today that could write a similar check We've already seen generosity in our leadership. I'm not trying to put pressure on anyone. I'm just saying I've seen what happens when people of faith are inspired to be fearless. God does amazing things. Years ago, I was working at a different church in Virginia Beach, and before I got there, this church had raised enough money and sent some money to India to build a church building for a ministry that they had supported for years and years. And a couple of years had passed, and the building had been built, and the preacher at the church where I was working had been invited to come over and preach the dedication service for this new building that that church here in America had had funded. And on the Sunday that he was to leave for India, he said from the stage, and I asked him later, was that in your notes? He said, no. He said from the stage, I believe that there are families here who could write the check today, and we could take the funds for another building to be built, and I'll hand deliver it when I go. And don't you know, somebody wrote a check that day for $15,000, and they were able to fund another church building. See, I just think that if all of us are fearless, we'll be amazed at what God does in us and through us, and because of the work that we're doing here today. What we commit to today will be a part of leading hundreds, maybe thousands, to know who Christ is in years to come. And I believe in some ways it's already happening. Thursday night, I was getting ready for our leadership dinner. I was excited about that. I got a text from one of our young adults who's been attending Two Rivers for a couple years, and I'm just going to read a little bit of that. I think it's okay. Kyle's here this morning. He said, hey, Dave, with our Fearless series in full swing and our initiative to raise money for the expansion of our campus, I've really felt the call from God to get baptized. It's something I've thought about for a while. I'm ready to completely surrender my life to Jesus. Watch this video from Friday morning. I told Kyle that that decision had made my day, and listen to what he responded. Two Rivers has changed my life, and I mean that 100%. I'm so thankful for you and the entire Two Rivers staff, my small group, and our church family. You know, that's why we're doing this, because we want to see life change, because there are people in our community who I believe are just like Kyle, who are ready to commit their lives to following Christ. And we have an opportunity, right? We just have to do our part. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. See, as we've talked about being fearless, when we've talked about generosity, what I know is this, that God's concern isn't really money. He wants your heart. Jesus says our hearts will follow where we put our treasure. When we invest in the kingdom of God, we're allowing our treasure to direct our hearts. You see that? Jesus didn't say, if you love, give, though that's a valid principle. But here, Jesus said something different. He said, give so that you will love. Maybe an expanded way to say that would be, force your money to the right places, in the right sequence, in the right amount, so that you'll love the right things in the right order and to the right degrees. That's why we sometimes say that God doesn't just want giving from you. He wants it for you. God is directing, he is informing our lives. Let's look at one final time in the life of Abraham. In Genesis chapter 18, Abraham is visited by three visitors. Some believe these three men were maybe God in the flesh. I certainly believe that they were at least representatives of God. And let's kind of read through here Genesis chapter 18, starting verse 1. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre, while he was Sitting at the entrance to the tent at the heat of the day, Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me give you something to eat so you can be refreshed and then go on your way now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered. "Do as you say." Something about these men get Abraham's attention. He quickly greets them and begins attending to their needs. He offers them water. He offers them to be able to be washed up and a cool place to rest, and says, "Let me fix you something to eat." Look at verse 6. "So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. 'Quick,' he said, 'get three seahs of the finest flour and knead it and bake some bread.' Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice, tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set it before these men. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree." So Abraham asks Sarah to make some bread while he chooses a calf to be prepared. Verse 9, "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "They're in a tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, "After I'm worn out, my Lord, and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, "Will I really have a child now that I'm old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." And Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh," but he said, "Yes, you did laugh." So Sarah laughs when she hears that she'll have a child so late in her life. Not only that, but remember that God had promised to Abraham and Sarah, even well into their adult years, 75, Abraham, when God appeared to him and said, "I'm going to make you into a great nation. Through you all nations will be blessed. And I'm going to make your offspring as many as the sands on the seashore and the stars in the sky." And so now, 25 years later, God now again confirms that. And when he does and Sarah hears it, she laughs. To her, it's comical. She's like, I'm an old lady. My man is old, right? Did you hear that? It's hilarious. But what we find is a couple chapters later, when that child of promise is born, God tells Abraham to name the child Isaac. You know what the name Isaac means? Laughter. It means laughter. You're telling me God doesn't have a sense of humor, right? You want to laugh when I give you my promise? Is anything too big for me? I'll name your son Isaac, which will remind you that you laughed, because Isaac means laughter. See, sometimes when God calls us to act in faith, it may seem laughable. It may seem hilarious. A dollar for every person in New Bern. I laughed. Sarah laughed when she heard that God would still grant her son that she had always wanted. See, faith sometimes, in our view, or maybe in the eyes of this world, is laughable. You might chuckle at what God is asking you to do through fearless. And that's exactly the point of faith, isn't it? When we're in the place where God is calling us to do what seems impossible to do, he's never asking us to do it alone. We're right in the place where God wants us. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 says, Paul says, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. You know what the word cheerful means? It means hilarious. See, I do think God wants us to be happy, but I also think he wants to push us into that place of faith. Those places that seem laughable, that are like hilarious. God, are you serious? This is what you're asking? God doesn't want us to give under compulsion or reluctantly. I'm not up here trying to persuade you or trick you into giving. I know most of you have already decided what you're going to give to this. But God wants us to step into that place of faith and give what seems laughable, what seems hilarious. And here's the promise that follows. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. That's my prayer for us. Not just with the plans that we have, but each one of us as individuals, as we step into this place of cheerful, hilarious faith, my prayer is that God will bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work for his kingdom. I want to close with one more video. This is Billy and Linda Edwards.
I'm Billy Edwards. I've been at Two Rivers since 2015. I've volunteered on the praise team a few months, and we're also members of the prayer team, and we love Two Rivers.
I'm Linda Edwards. I've been at Two Rivers since 2015, and I volunteered in the children's ministry and the nursery. Well, going back a long ways. We've been married 45 years. We weren't supposed to be able to have any children. We were told we'd never have children. Twice by two different sets of doctors. And first we got Jonathan and then we got Matthew. So God had other plans, and watching those children grow in their love for the Lord and serving the Lord has been a great blessing.
We have to trust in God to provide, and he always does. We don't always see it. You know, but he always provides. We just trust him.
And at this time, that word fearless means a lot to us, because we're going through a trial in our own life with Billy's lymphoma. And, you know, to be fearless, you have to turn it all over to God. And if you can't do that, then you won't be fearless, because there's so many things that could happen, but you have to believe that God has you in his hands and that they, you know, he'll take care of it, whatever happens, you'll be able to handle it.
Yeah, with my chemotherapy treatment right here that I'm undergoing in Newbern, you know, I felt the presence of God every time. Every time. He's right there. So that's really meant a lot to me. And I have to be fearless. You know, I have to put all these concerns, these health concerns, turn over to the Lord. And Linda will remind me, you know, okay, are you going to turn it over to the Lord, or are you going to hold on to it? And so I have to, and I know the Lord's got provision and a plan going forward, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
And, you know, we're fearless, too, because we are senior citizens. So now we're thinking about what comes after this life, what comes, you know, and what a glory that'll be. But on the other hand, there are still people here that need to hear the word and need to be able to find Christ, so that they'll have that hope, too.
Exactly.
So I guess it's a little bit of the future and a little bit of the past.
And we're excited for that, because, you know, we've been this Christian walk a right good while, and we can remember the excitement. We still get excited about, you know, the Lord's work and about finding the Lord. And we're just excited when we see somebody accept Christ and, you know, become baptized and become a part of our Two Rivers family, just because that's a legacy that we'll carry on.
You know, we had that opportunity when we were children, because we were raised in Christian homes, and therefore we were baptized, you know, when we were teenagers and, or before. And a lot of children do not have that opportunity. And as adults, they need the opportunity to come and find Christ.
we're real excited for the growth, you know, at Two Rivers is happening, and it's good growth. And going forward, you know, we're senior adults now, and we feel like, you know, legacy that will be forthcoming with this campaign will be a great thing to help win others to the Lord. And that's what, at the end of the day, that's really what it's all about.
And we want to see the youth have their own space. That's very important for them to have a safe place that they can hang out and that they can learn about Christ at the same time. And I think, you know, then the children's ministry, of course, needs some more space. So we're hoping in all of that, that they'll gain that and we'll gain more families, because West New Bern is growing and we need to be prepared to meet those families and to welcome them and to have space to make them feel at home. Well, I taught children in church for 25 years. I started when I was 17 and taught for all those years. And seeing those children grow up in the church and seeing what they became as adults, it's just amazing.
Well, I just say all the building campaigns we have been involved in through the years have been, I mean, you can see the results and the fruition of you know, sacrificial giving. And you stand back and look and you say, wow, you know, we my church family was a part of that, and we were a part of that. It just means so much. The Lord has just blessed us, and He'll always provide, and He'll bless you tenfold, you know, for anything you do for Him. Just like leave a verse of Scripture is one of my favorite for thinking about anything in life, and it's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which gives me strength. And that's whether it's health, family, financial, whatever you're going through, just dig into the Word and go to that Scripture. It's one of my favorites. It's one of our Two Rivers family to know that, you know, even though we're not here physically, I'm going through some chemotherapy right now because of lymphoma, and we still love you. We miss you. We look forward to being back, but we're with you in heart and love, and we're always praying for you. And we just see great things happening at Two Rivers, and we're excited.
I was at the small group meeting when Billy and Linda came and gathered with their small group, and I think Billy said something similar to what he said in the video. He says, you know, I may not get to see everything that comes from giving to Fearless, but this is leaving a legacy for generations to come. And that's kind of what we're doing here. Yeah, we're asking for your generosity, but really we're asking for a legacy, an opportunity to inform the future of this sort of area in New Bern and maybe even regionally, what God can do through faithful people. I'm thankful for everyone. Thankful for the Edwards. I'm thankful for our leadership and for our small group leaders, for our church family, for everyone who will take this step of faith today. I'm just thankful, and I want to pray God's blessing over that, and then I'm going to give you a couple instructions, and we're going to have communion together as a part of this. But I just want you to know that I believe God's ready to do something in us and through us. Let's pray. God, we thank you for today. Thank you for the last few weeks and certainly the last few years that have gone into the preparation for today. And I ask, Lord, that you would go on before us. Lord, just lead us. Help us to be fearless. Lord, when it seems laughable, when what you're asking us to do is sort of hilarious because it doesn't make sense in terms of this world, and we just pray that you will give us the faith to follow you. And Lord, I just look forward to not a building, but lives that are changed, like Kyle and so many others who've come through this place. I thank you for the spaces for our children's ministry and our youth ministry that will enable them to do more and reach more families and love more kids and teenagers. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity we have to move things forward just a little bit, that we might become all that you've called us to be in this place, in this time, for this generation and generations to come. So God, I just pray for your blessing. Pray for cheerful hearts. I ask, Lord, that no one would give under compulsion, that they would just give because you're calling them to. So I thank you for this time as a church family. Lord, I know that the faith that's built through times like this will move in us for years to come. And I just pray your blessing upon those who take this commitment. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.